USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal appeals court says people seeking asylum in the United States can go to court to appeal a rejection. A ruling by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals broadening constitutional protections for illegal immigrants and opening the way for some to stay in this country. After new Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspends the Broward County Sheriff for the botched response to the Parkland school shootings last year, the now former sheriff, Scott Israel, is fighting back with a lawsuit claiming DeSantis' actions were all for political reasons.
This is simply a political payback by a governor who made a campaign promise when he was a candidate.
An investigation found that Israel was responsible for assigning the deputy who took cover outside the school instead of confronting the shooter. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, hears his sentence, nearly 4 years in prison.
The judge noting the charges have nothing to do with the Russia investigation, and instead, these are charges related to bank fraud and filing false income tax returns. Manafort in a wheelchair in the courtroom, and reportedly in declining health, Manafort turns 70 next month.
That's USA Radio's Rob Olunsky. The government jobs report coming in way below expectations. Just 20,000 jobs added last month. Most economists were expecting at least 175,000. President Trump will be visiting tornado-affected areas of Alabama this afternoon. A series of destructive tornadoes ravaging parts of the state back on Sunday. Storms in Lee County killed 23 people. Remember, you can always find us online, anytime. We're at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A Utah public school apologizing for an Ash Wednesday incident. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
An elementary school teacher in Bountiful is being criticized for telling a Catholic student to wash an ash cross off of his forehead on Ash Wednesday morning. William McLeod said his teacher confronted him shortly after he arrived at his school, and the teacher told him the ash cross was inappropriate for school, forcing him to wipe it off. The teacher and the school's principal later apologized. The Davis School District says the teacher's action was inappropriate, and now the district has begun an investigation into the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To Capitol Hill now, where an extremely vocal anti-Trump House Democrat is reportedly planning on introducing an impeachment resolution against President Trump. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports the move may be news to House leadership. Here's his report.
Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib says by the end of the month, she will file a resolution to launch impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins tells Fox News this is not how the Democratic leadership is talking.
All of their leadership are saying, we don't have information enough for the impeachment process. We don't know of anything, but yet you have members undoubtedly who have this vast amount of knowledge on things that even their leadership don't have. It's not going to play well. The American people see what's going on.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.